on the lute, the harp and the harpsichord. In fact, if it's got strings, he can give it a go. They're performing Antonio Bertelli's oratorio La Maddalena at a concert from the Regensburg Early Music Festival. That's in 2 hours' time. Now at 9 o'clock, it's our drama on three, A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess. Now, in the year of the centenary of Burgess's birth, we present a new production of his stage play based on the book, which features songs that he composed. Now, in the late 1950s, Burgess arrived back to England after teaching abroad, and he saw that a lot had changed. Teenage gangs and teddy boys were prowling the streets, and England was fearful of juvenile delinquency and also coming to terms with how to deal with it. So he decided to write a novel about crime and punishment, and through that, an investigation of free will. Anthony Burgess had done an early draft of the Kubrick film and was dissatisfied with the final version. He felt that it misunderstood the essence of the novel. So he decided to set the record straight with his own stage version in 1987. The central character, Alex, is a violent young thug who likes Beethoven, but can he be forced into being good? The performance was recorded live yesterday evening at Middleton Hall with the BBC Philharmonic as part of Contains Strong Language, a season of poetry and performance from Hull, the UK City of Culture, for this year. This is a world premiere, as the play has never been performed with all the songs in their entirety. Anthony Burgess's A Clockwork Orange.
There was me. That is Alex and my three droogs. That is Pete, Georgie, and Dim. Dim being really dim. The four of us dressed in the height of fashion, and we were in the Corova milk bar, making up our zoo docs what to do with the evening. A flip dark, chill winter bastard, though dry. The Corova milk bar was a milk plus mesto, and you may, or my brothers, have forgotten what these mestos were like. Things changing so scurry these days. Newspapers, not being read much, neither. Well, what they sold there was milk plus something else. So you could peat it with Synthomesk or Dremcom, which would give you a horror show 15 minutes. Admiring Bog and all his angels and saints in your left shoe. With lights bursting all over your mozg. Or you could peat the old Maloko with knives in it, as we used to say. And this would sharpen you up and make you ready for a bit of dirty 21. For the crusting, the drasting, and the old in-out, in-out.
What's it going to be then, eh? What's it going to be then, eh? Tall jockey drastling and kicks in the barbuckle, stumps on the Gulliver, fists in the barbuckle,
stumps on the Gulliver,
grunting the shoes to the branchified millers, and feeling the crawly pour out of his rocks, and feeling the crawly pour out of his rocks, with tinsers and sheeners and starry babushkas, and cracking the kishkas, and
cracking the kishkas, real hot, show hot,
giving them whether they want it or not.
Aristotle, wishy-washy, works out, sing, cyclamen, get forficulate, smartish, shine, shine, oh, anti-penultimate, in gross bladderac follicles.
In the land, in orbit, stoned, into a balloon, alone with Bog and all his holy angels and saints, very nice, but very, like, cowardly. You were not put on this earth just to get in touch with Bog. That sort of thing can sap all the strength and goodness out of a man.
Oh, fret not in unfellicated arbuckles. Let grolly-baited urchins frolic in left, right, front, back, ilfra coombs. Work, garnish, celibate.
Off.
Out. What's it going to be then, eh? Dang it. Crasting and making the Gulliver, making the Gulliver, toll shops and 20s and 40s and alleys, we're all in an alleyway, rippers for cuts, in a rippers for cuts. What's it going to be then, eh? As one door closes, another one shoves, Gullery horror shove, but me no butts.
Well, if it isn't fat, stinking Billy Goat, Billy Boy and Poison. How are thou? Thou globby bottle of cheap grassy chip oil, come on. Come and get one in the yarbles, if you have any yarbles, you eunuch jelly thou.
Come on, thanks!
Video yourself, oh dim. Well, your platties are a grassy mess. And red, red crovy. On your lips, so that I like not.
What thou likest, I care not, Bratty. Profound shumes of lit music to thee and thine.
Gover eat not thuswise, O Dim, to him that is your rightful leader.
Yarbles. Great Bolshy yarblockers to you.
What's this of a leader?
You Alexander the Bolshy, then? We Gover eated not before of a leader. It was one for all before, and all droogs together. Right? Righty right.
Oh, very much righty right.
Wrong, Pete. Wrong, Georgie.
There's got to be someone in charge. Who do you see? Him? Dim the Dim? Or me? Alex the Large? There's those that come right for the job. Some are like scum. You won't do. Pete's dumb. Georgie's a slob. Don't cover eat a slather, you or you. Not one shoot from your rot. You pony that it's Pravda, Pravda true. Isn't it not? There's some get born, horned like a ram. Who blows the horn? Me, not he, or thou or thee. You little shorn lamb. I am the Bolshy, big, big, bold I am.
A real dobby evening to thee and thine, old brother and sister.
Good evening.
Ah, a real horror show hotchkiss.
What are you doing?
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Never fear! If fear hast thou in thy heart, O brother, pray, banish it forthwith. What is this? What is it?
A book?
It's a book what you have written of. I have ever had the most presuming admiration for them as can write books, brother. And the name is Alexander, the same as mine. There's a coincidence. A Clockwork Orange by F. Alexander. A fair gloopy title. Who's ever heard of A Clockwork Orange? The attempt to impose upon man, a creature of growth and capable of sweetness, to ooze juicily at the last round the bearded lips of God. To attempt to impose, I say, laws and conditions appropriate only to a mechanical creation. Against this, I raise my sword pen. Fagged and shagged and fashed and bashed. We got back to the Corova Milk Bar. All going. And exhibiting to moon and star and lamplight our back fillings, because we were still only growing mouth chicks and had school in the daytime. Yeah.
blister my paint, make me feel faint, it's slaughter. You turn my knees to water, water you ain't, when I shove my saint into your quaint cathedral. I get all tetrahedral, got no restraint.
Who put this on the jukebox? Off with that cow!
Daughter of Elysium.
Now this is like real music.
Hearts on fire aroused, enraptured to thine sacred shrine we come. Customs bond no more can sever those by thy sure magic tied. All mankind are loving brothers where thy sacred wings abide.
Oh, that's very good.
Very good. Oh! Bastard. Filthy, drooling, mannerless bastard.
What'd you do that for?
For being a bastard with no manners and not a duke of an idea how to comport yourself public-wise, oh, my brother.
I don't like you should do what you've done then. I'm not your brother no more.
If you don't like this, then you wouldn't want that. Then you know what to do, little brother.
All right, Georgie, let's not be started.
Well, that's clean up to Dim. Dim can't go on all his Jeezly being as a little child.
What natural right does he have to think he can give the orders and toll-chop me whenever he likes? Yeah, Yarbles is what I say to him, and I'd chain his glasses out soon as look.
Watch that. Do watch that, oh Dim. If to continue to be on live thou dost wish.
Yeah, Yarbles! Great bossy yarblockers to you. What you done then, you had no right.
And no scrap any time you say.
Oh, now don't, both you malchecks, come on. Drugs, aren't we? Drugs shouldn't behave this wise. We mustn't let ourselves down.
There has to be a leader. Discipline, there has to be, right? Pete? Georgie? I've been in charge long now. We're all droogs, but somebody has to be in charge, right? Righty, right?
Let me through, let me through. Ah, little Alex, yes? Sick this morning, so no school. Sick tomorrow morning too, so the same, yes? But very fit and well in the night, yes?
Mr. Deltoid, sir. I'm surprised to see you in a mess of this, like, depravity.
Depravity, eh? To me it looks very much like a harmless milk bar. But I hear that the white milk can be a harmless wrapper for certain drugs, such as Drencom, Velocet and the like, yes?
Oh, terrible, sir. Drugs, sir, ooh, they can sap all the strength and goodness out of a milkshake. Them, I touch not. Oh, no, 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 verily not.
No, yes? Have to keep up our strength and badness to indulge in crimes of the night, don't we? I and my friends create. We are here to quench our wholesome thirst after an evening's music. But you destroy, don't you? Destroy, yes? Break, steal, commit mayhem, slash. Soon you will kill, yes?
Never, sir, never not. Life is like sacred, Mr. Deltoid, sir.
This I say to you, little Alex. The next time it will not be the corrective school. Next time it will be the Barry Hall. All my work ruined. My prospects of promotion frustrated. Remember that, yes? And I will not speak up for you, oh no. I will say that you are villainy incarnate. I will say that you are original sin prowling the town. I will sing loud and clear. What gets into you all? Theological evil, the devil stalking the street, the weevil in the flower of life, I repeat. What gets into you all?
Nobody's got nothing on me, sir. I've been out of the ruckus of the Millicents for a long time now.
That's just what worries me. A bit too long of a time to be healthy. You're about due now, by my reckoning. That's why I'm warning you, little Alex, to keep your handsome young proboscis out of the dirt. Yes? Do I make myself clear?
As an unmuddied lake, sir. Clear as an azure sky of deepest summer.
What gets into you
What gets into us all?
Illogical evil.
Illogical
evil. The devil stalking the streets.
The devil stalking the streets.
The weevil in the flower of life.
The weevil in the flower of life. Don't rip.
What gets into you?
What gets into us all?
Let me explain to you, oh my brothers, as for him and the others, it's no good saying a word to them. It's never occurred to them that energy's something built into a boy, but neither the church nor the state is teaching us how to create. So we've got to use energy to destroy. Destruction's our road to joy. What gets into you all? Is it biological drivel? It's unambivalent sin. It's the devil grinning within. God help us all. God help us all. God help us all.
What is it? Who is it?
An accident, madam. My friend's just been knocked down by a bus. Please, let me in to telephone for an ambulance. Please. Please, it's like dying.
I know your tricks, boy. Smelly little bedbugs coming to make trouble for real people. I'll thrash you. Beat you, pull out your fingernails, you poisonous young beetle. Out of here. I've had too much of it. I'll die peaceful.
Die in your own good time, you grassy starry Forella. All I desire is like share and share alike, like. Me and my droogs have a malinky dollop and a chavo. Jobless. Ah, yes. Not one lumptick of deng in our empty carmens. You and yours have built the grassy world we like living, so now you pay. Yes. Yes, pay. A bust of Ludwig van that I love. Lovely. Lovely. And all for me. With that I start.
Oh, no. No! No!
Ah, we're not having that. We're not. Ah, no. Oh, no.
Not right what you did, little bratty. It's just time. Just time to make like our teeing off. The Rosses are on their way. Do you hear that lovely shoom?
See you, Alex! Mr. Deltoid, sir, help me! You're my friend, sir, Mr. Deltoid!
Well, if it isn't little Alex, all to our own selves.
I did nothing. I did nothing. It was me treacherous droogs. They like frame me, brothers. They knocked out this old Forella and then me. Ah, the pain in me glasses is killing.
A real pleasure, this is. Not often we has the like privilege.
I'm blind. Bog, bust and bleed you, you grassy bastards.
Language, language, yeah.
Bog, murder you, you vonny stinking bratsnies. Where were the others? Where are me stinking traitorous droogs? It was all their idea, brothers. They like forced me to do it. I'm innocent. Oh, Bog, butcher you.
I think she's had it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Evening, Mr. Deltoid. He must be a big disappointment to you.
Evening, yes. So it's happened, Alex boy, yes? Just as I thought it would. Dear, yes. So now he gets out of my soft probationary gloves into the calloused paws of the law, yes. Well, this is the end of the line for me, yes. I suppose I'll have to be in court tomorrow.
It wasn't me, sir, brother. Speak up for me, sir. I'm not so bad. I was led on by the treachery of the others, sir.
Sings like a linnet. He sings the roof off lovely, he does that.
I'll speak. I'll be there tomorrow, yes. Fear not.
If you'd like to give him a bash in the chop, sir, don't mind us.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll hold him down.
Yeah, that's right.
He must be another great disappointment to you.
He is.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Real horror show. It's done me hurt glasses a lot of good, like, sir. It's like the spit of the bearded Vec that they hung on the cross and the halt and the lame. All right. All right. Tonight you can have it all. A signed confession. Right, right, right. I'm not going to crawl around no more, you Mirsky gets. You can have it all. Drastin and Fillion and Tolchukin and the old in-out the lot.
It looks like you can add a new one.
Snuffed it, has she? Well, that's real horror show.
Horror show is right.
And me, only just gone 14.
Sing better, you swine!
Talking there, bastards. I'm watching you, 920573. One on the turnip coming for you, filth. Just you wait, 774-9222.
What's it going to be then, eh? Is it going to be in and out and in and out of penal institutions? Though more in than out for most of you? Or are you going to attend to the divine word and realize the punishments that await the unrepentant sinner in the next world as well as in this? A lot of blasted idiots you are! Selling your birthright for a saucer of cold porridge, the thrill of theft, of violence, the urge to live easy. Was it worth it? We have proof. Undeniable proof, incontrovertible evidence that hell exists. I know, my friends. I have been informed in visions that there is a place darker than any prison, hotter than any flame of human fire, where souls of unrepentant sinners like yourself... Don't you laugh at me. Don't you, damn you. Like yourselves, I say, scream in endless and intolerable agony, their noses choked with the stink of filth, their mouths crammed with burning orgy, their skin rotting and peeling, a fireball spinning in their screaming guts. Yes. Yes, I know. I know. Remember. Now go.
And may the Holy Trinity keep you always and keep you good. Amen. So where I was? In Stadja, number 84F, in the height of prison fashion, of a very filthy like Cal colour, the number sewn just above the old ticker-tocker, and on the back as well, so that going or coming, I was 666-55321, and not your little droog Alex, not no longer. A sort of filthy von rose from the plenies. Not like real unwashed, not grassy, my brothers, but a like dusty, greasy, hopeless sort of von. And I was thinking that perhaps being in this grassy hellhole for 2 years, I had this von too, having become a real plenty myself, in spite of the great tenderness of my summers.
Thank you, as always, little 666-55321. The music you chose was, as always, admirable. Taste is a great thing. It leads one to the beautiful and beauty with truth and goodness is one of the attributes of God.
Music is heaven, sir. I see that beyond this horrible world of evil. I do so want goodness too, and that's That's the truth.
The truth is in that holy book you handle, little 6655321. I am overjoyed that you read it. There is a text I would in particular ask you to ponder on. I see you read the Old Testament more than the New, but it is in the New that the word of the Lord most scintillantly shines.
There's too much cover eating and preachified, sir.
What's that, boy?
I love the preachifying, sir.
Yeah, good, yes. You have made notes here. What does this say? Page 368. Yehudis tall-chocking each other, real horror show. And then wiping off the red grovy and spatting with their like handmaidens impeating the old vino. So, what is all this blasphemy about?
That was already in it when I got it, sir. It's terrible. I wish I like understood it.
I would like to be dressed in the height of like Roman fashion and tall-trot the bearded Nagoy Vec all the way to his crucifixion. This is corruption. Corruption. I must give you another copy. There are plenty around. And, what news have you got for me today, little 6655321?
Well, sir, it has come through on the water pipes. Knock, knock. Knocky, knocky, knock. Knocky, knock. That a consignment of cocaine has arrived by irregular means. And that a cell somewhere along Tier 5 is to be the centre of distribution.
Ah, good, good, good. I shall pass that on to himself.
Sir, I've tried to be good, haven't I, sir? I've done my best, isn't that so? All the 2 years I've been in, sir.
Oh, go on as you are, little 6655321, and you will probably earn your remission.
But, sir, how about this new thing they're all talking about? How about this new, like, treatment that gets you out in no time at all and makes sure you never get back in again?
Where did you hear this? Who has been telling you these things?
A bit of old newspaper gets blown in on the wind, or two warders talk, as it might be. It's called the something or other. What's it, sir?
The Lodovico technique, yes, of course. It's only in the experimental stage at the moment. It's very simple, but it's very drastic.
But it is being used here, isn't it, sir? Those new, like, white buildings by the south wall. We've watched those being built while we were doing our, like, exercise, sir, that is.
It has not been used yet. Not in this prison, 6655321. Himself, the governor, that is, he has grave doubts about it, and I must confess I share those doubts. The question is whether such a technique can make a man good. See, goodness comes from within, 6655321. Goodness is something chosen. When a man cannot choose, he ceases to be a man.
Right, come on, off you get. Here you go. Come on, take your time. Detail for chapel cleaning, all present and correct, sir.
Very well. Yes, meditate on divine suffering, little 6655321.
Right, let's get down to it. You, pedophile, you're new here. I want to see work. This is only the chapel, but I want to see it clean as if it was the governor's toilet. Right?
Right, you say. But I want rice. Done more porridge than any of this lot, and I know what's what. It's fought to a cell. That's regulations. And there's six in this one. Have to sleep on the bleeding floor. When that kid there has a bunk to himself, I demand my sodding rice.
Volley perverted bastard. Go on. Get on my bunk, if you wish it.
Right, is it? All the prisons is the same, and it's you criminal bastards what is responsible.
Criminals? There's not one proper sodding criminal among the lot of them. That kid there, and he is a pox doctor, and this one's on the con. I'm not having it. I demand my bleeding rights.
Well, he wants his rights, lads. I'm going to go have a drag in that bog over there. I think 5 minutes ought to do it.
Yeah, come on, gentlemen. We don't want any trouble, do we?
Ah, you don't want no more trouble. Is that it, Archibalds?
Our new friend here had better be taught a lesson on how to be a better boy in future.
Kiss and cosh and coosh, you little terror.
Leave him to me. Go on. Let me have him now, brothers.
Yes, yes, boys, that's fair. Slosh him then, Alex.
Discipline, discipline, let's have discipline. Give him a haircut and shave. Courtesy, deference, that's with reference to the foul way you behave. The names you call us, quite appall us, we're going to know.
knock you into shame. You're going to suffer, you duff, duff, duffer, you jabbering, jibbering name. Discipline, discipline, real life discipline, like what you get in a war. When we got through with you, what can they do with you? Use you for swabbing the floor. You're going to college to get some knowledge of how to behave and how. So here comes discipline, discipline, discipline. Here comes discipline now.
You shouldn't have gone for him like that, Alex. He was most ill-advised. I could see from the colour of his lips that he had a heart condition.
Me? I hardly touched the brachny. You weren't back with him putting it in, Doc. What are you all videoing me like that for?
Alex, you were too impetuous. That last kick was a very, very nasty one.
It was his, told Chalk him. There. You all videoed it.
But nobody will deny having a little kick at the man to teach him a salutary lesson, so to speak. But it's apparent that you, my dear boy, with the forcefulness and, shall I say, heedlessness of youth, dealt him the coup de grace. It's a great pity.
Traitors. Traitors and liars. Is the old world full of nothing but liars and treacherous, brutal vex that call themselves droogs? Bog blast you. I'll have the lot of you. Where's the bleeding Chazzo as a light witness?
Get lined up with them brooms. Go on. It's the governor and some big bugger coming. Special inspection, of course, not one word of bleeding warning. Jesus. Oi, you. Get up.
He can't. He's like snuffed it. These Bratchneys here talk-chocked him real brutal and nasty.
Dear, 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 Alex. The truth and youth do not go well together, do they?
What's the matter with that man?
Sleep on his feet, sir. Yeah. He has no bunk. It's a common complaint in this prison, if I may say so. Overcrowding is an endemic problem.
You shut your hole, you, when the governor speaks to you.
Well, that's the horse's mouth. What can be done, sir?
You know the solution, Gibson. The government cannot be concerned any longer with outmoded penological theories.
I have my doubts, Minister. An eye for an eye, I say. If someone hits you, you hit back, do you not? Why should not the state, very severely hit by these brutal hooligans, also not hit back? But the new view is that we turn the bad into good, all of which seems to me grossly unjust. Hmm?
Really?
Besides, this new technique is hardly sufficiently advanced to justify the use of this prison as a...
As a trailblazer?
Precisely.
But there are certain urgencies, political urgencies, to be candid, and I have every confidence in Dr. Brodsky. Oh. Common criminals like this unsavory crowd can best be dealt with on a purely curative basis. Kill the criminal reflex, no more than that. Full implementation in a year's time, that's the government's policy. Punishment means nothing to them, you can see that. They enjoy their so-called punishment. They start murdering each other. Exactly.
With respect, sir, I object very strongly to what you govereated just then. I'm not a common criminal, sir. I'm not unsavoury. The others may be unsavoury, but I am not.
You shut your bleeding all, you. This is the Minister of the Inferior.
Interior. All right. You can start with him. He's young, bold, vicious. Brodsky will deal with him. You can sit in and watch Brodsky. It works all right, don't worry about that. This vicious young hoodlum will be transformed out of all recognition. Tell him about it, will you? Procure the requisite documentation. He might as well start now. All right, I think these creatures may go back to their cells. And this one, of course, may be delivered to the morgue, if there's room. Good day.
Knock at the chaplain's door on the way and tell him to come here.
Yes, sir. Come on, you lot.
You, boy, are to be reformed. What's your name?
6655321, sir.
Well, 6655321, you are to go to the famous Dr. Brodsky. It is believed that you will be able to leave state custody in a little over 2 weeks. You will be free again. No longer a number. Does that prospect please you?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I've done my best here, really, I have. I'm very grateful to all concerned.
Don't be. This is not a reward. This is far from being a reward. Ah, Chaplain, he's to be given the Ludovico technique. Orders of the Minister of the Interior.
God help us. So, you are to be made into a good boy, little 6655321. Never again will you have the desire to commit acts of violence or offend in any way whatsoever against the state's peace. Well, I hope you take all that in. I hope you are absolutely clear in your own mind about that.
Oh, it'll be so nice to be good, sir.
Oh, it may not be nice to be good, 6655321. It may be horrible to be good. I know I shall have many sleepless nights about this. What does God want? Does God want goodness or the choice of goodness? Is a man who chooses the bad perhaps in some way better than a man who has the good imposed upon him? You are passing now to a region where you will be beyond the power of prayer. It's a terrible, terrible thing to consider. And yet, in a sense, in choosing to be deprived of the ability to make an ethical choice, you have, in a sense, really chosen the good. So I should like to think. So God help us all, 6655321, I shall like to think. God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
In just a fortnight or so, he knows he's going to be free.
Free as a bee.
Or a fly or flea.
The sea,
or a chestnut tree.
Free, he'll soon be free.
Free as you and free, me, if we're truly free, free. It's a thing that we always want to be. In just a fortnight or so, we know he's going to be free.
Morning all.
You enjoyed your breakfast, Alex?
Oh, yes, sir. Eggy wags and lobticks and spick and the old Maloko. It was a real horror show. But what was that stuff they shoved into me?
Vitamins, my boy. You're a little undernourished. Prison diet never did anyone any good. Now, sit here.
What are you going to do to me, sir?
You're going to watch some films. And we have dials which will record your reactions to them.
Films? You mean like the cine? What's these things on me glasses for, then?
The lid locks, to make sure you look. Once you close your eyes and the machine fails to register.
Oh, but I love the movie, sir. Film's a real horror show. I want to vid it.
There's just the possibility that you may... Well, we'll see. See being the operative word. His slang, where does he get it from?
Russian and English. Getting together to make an international teenage patois. Nadstat is the Russian suffix for teen. It's called Nadsat. The two major political languages of the world reduced to an unpolitical jargon.
Yes, 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 yes. I think we're ready. Right. Lights, start. A typical street scene of our time. Vicious teenage hoodlums beating up an old woman. See the blood. It splashes the camera's lens. Hear the crack of bones breaking. And now the scene changes. The girl on the pavement is only 10. Her assailants are 4 in number. The rape is brutal. At the end of it, she becomes a thing, disposable, torn to pieces. A gunshot up
her. No!
No? But this is the sort of thing you like, you and your generation. Reaction 8.7, not bad. Now the scene changes once more. A Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II. Please. Torture. A sharp knife disembowels a prisoner alive. Now see, a decapitation. Head off as clean as a whistle, see? And headless though he is, the dead man runs around for a short while in total nervous automatism.
No, I want to be shaken.
10.45, a remarkably rapid reaction. All right, lights! Very good, right, bring him a kidney bowl. Ice cold water. Now then, you're reacting as a normal human being should. Violence is nauseating, and you're, well, nauseated. Flowing in your veins is a chemical substance. patented by the late Dr. Lodovico. Dr. Lodovico ended his days, alas, as a terminal victim of adolescent mayhem. But his invention marches on.
So it wasn't like vitamins?
No, it wasn't like vitamins.
I'm cured. Let me out of here. I've had it all clear as the morning daylight now. It's wrong. Wrong and very wrong. Filling and crusting and tolchocking and the old in-out. I've learned my lesson. I don't need any more.
Oh, but the lesson's only just begun. Lights!
Oh, please.
Now we see a Nazi concentration camp in which selected Jewish subjects are castrated. Without anaesthetic, of course.
Oh, no. No!
What's it going to be then, hey? What's it going to be then, hey? Tolchocking, drafting, and casing the yarmulke, was drums on the Gulliver, casing the yarmulke, was drums on the Gulliver, plucking the shots to the fratchet by Millis, and Vinny the Crobby for out of his Millis, and Vinny the Crobby for out of his rot. Tisses and sheeners and starting the bushes, a crack in the kiskers, we'll crack in the kiskers, we'll hold a show hot. It is a whether they want it or not.
Sisters, it was like the beginning of the world to the end of it. Every day this nurse, Petitza, jabbed my rucker with a syringe and squirted this stuff in real brutal. And I was wheeled off to this hell cine. And each day the sickness and Gulliver pains and aches in the zoobies and horrible. Horrible first. And I thought, I have suffered to the heights and cannot suffer more.
Here we see some very recent film. A riot in London's East End, with the police as much responsible for the enormities enacted as the black, brown and white disaffected. Corpses in the gutter, corpses hanging from lampposts, the torn and inviscerated dying. This is the modern world. Sick, sick, mortally sick. How like a god, said Hamlet of humankind. Better to say, how like a dog. A dog, as Pavlov showed, can at least be conditioned by the control of its reflexes into behaving like a harmless machine. If mankind is to be saved, science must take over. Science must dig its way into the human brain, crushing the instinct of aggression.
All right, all right. But leave him alone. He did no harm. He only did good. It's a sin. It's a sin, I tell you.
Lights, lights, switch off.
He did no harm. Why'd you punish him?
Who?
Beethoven. He gave heaven, and you turned him into hell.
I don't think I quite understand.
That was Ludwig van on the soundtrack, the scherzo of the Ninth Symphony.
Was it? Oh, I know nothing about music. I just find it a convenient heightener of emotion, no more.
But surely you see what we've done. Pavlov's dogs salivated when they saw food and heard a bell. Then they salivated when they merely heard the bell. Withdraw the images of violence while keeping the musical accompaniment, he'll respond in the same way. Not salivating, of course, vomiting. From now on, music will make him vomit. Did you foresee this?
No, but does it matter? Music's a discardable luxury, like marijuana or cheap sweets. It's the quelling of the violent impulse that matters. I think he's cured.
No, we've given him a new disease. Music was once the way into heaven. He used the right words. Now it's going to be hell. I think, Dr. Brodsky, I want to withdraw from the experiment. I'd be happy if you'd omit my name from the reports. You've bitten off far, far more than you can chew.
You feel all right now? Have you noticed a small but vital change in procedure these last few days?
You've not been giving me those injections?
No. There's no need for them anymore. You've been permanently inoculated. The distaste for violence has been programmed into your biochemistry. My forecast has proved correct.
To the day. To the minute.
Now take him away. Inform the distinguished gentleman and, of course, the professional participants that all is ready.
Take your seats, please. No noise. Try not to cough. With some pride, government presents the end result of government's experiments. They said that I'm to concentrate on the crime rate.
On the crime rate.
I'm only here to serve. I steeled my nerve with what results you'll observe.
Let us observe.
Give us the votes we deserve.
We will vote you back in. Like responsive adults. When we see.
Yes?
When we see.
Yes?
Positive.
Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the subject himself. Today we send him with confidence out into the world again, as decent a lad as you would meet on a May morning, inclined to the kindly word and the helpful act. What a change is here from the wretched hoodlum the state committed to unprofitable punishment some 2 years ago. Unchanged after 2 years. Unchanged, do I say? Not quite. Prison taught him the false smile, the rubbed hands of hypocrisy, the fawning, greased, obsequious leer. Other vices it taught him, too, as well as confirming him in those he had long practiced before. But, ladies and gentlemen, enough of words. Actions speak louder than. Action now. Observe all.
Hello. Weep of dirt. Woo. You don't wash much, do you, judging from that horrible pong?
Ah! What do you do that to me for, Bratty? I've never done like wrong to you, brother.
Oh, see, I do this, and that, and those. I don't care for your horrible type. And if you want to do something about it, please do.
I'd like to give you a cancer, brother, but I don't seem to have any. Take this instead. A real or a sure Britma.
Keep your stinking bribes to yourself. You can't get round me that way.
Oh, please, brother. I must do something. Shall I clean your boots? Look, I'll get down and do it with me yazzik.
Thank you, that'll do very well.
Our subject is, you see, impelled towards the good by paradoxically being impelled towards evil. The intention to act violently is accompanied by strong feelings of physical distress. To counter these, the subject has to switch to a diametrically opposed attitude. Any questions?
A choice. He has no real choice, has he? Self-interest, fear of physical pain drove him to that grotesque act of self-abasement. Its insincerity was clearly to be seen. He ceases to be a wrongdoer. He ceases also to be a creature capable of moral choice.
These are subtleties.
We are not concerned with higher ethics. We are concerned
only with cutting down crime.
And with relieving the ghastly congestion in our prisons.
Here, here!
It's an experiment that really seems to work. It's quite amazing all the elements that lurk below the surface. Dedicated to destroy can be subdued. It's quite essential to employ this new device to keep the social system pure. A criminality has so hope to secure a glowing future in which villainy will seem a terrible kid, or as the memory of a dream.
Me!
Me? Me? How about me? Where do I come into all this? Am I just like some animal or dog? Am I to be just like a clockwork orange?
You have no cause to grumble, boy. Whatever now ensues is what you, yourself, have chosen.
Oh, if only I could believe that. He has been transformed into a mere engine, fueled by fear, incapable of hate, choice, worship, or even human love.
I am glad this question of love has been raised. Now we shall see in action a manner of love that was thought to be dead with the Middle Ages.
Oh, most beautiful and beauteous of devotchkas. I throw like my ticker at your feet for you to like trample over. If I had a red rose, I would give it to you. If it was all rainy and cally, you could have me platties to walk on so as not to cover your dainty noggers with filth and cal. Let me worship you and be like your helper and protector from the wicked like world. Let me be like your true knight.
Very good. He will be your true Christian, ready to turn the other cheek, ready to be crucified rather than crucify. Sick to the very heart at the thought even of killing a fly.
Bless the heavens, rejoice at this unparting voice. We've destroyed, overjoyed, liberty of choice.
The point is that it works.
Oh, it works, all right. God help the lot of us.
So, there I was, in my platties of the night of 2 years back, in the grey light of dawn, having been waked up very, very early, and to be told to get off out, to itty off home. They did not want to vidy your humble friend and narrator, never not no more, oh my brothers. What it was going to be now was homeways, and a nice surprise for the da-da and mum, their only son and heir back in the family bosom. And so, the autobus to Kingsley Avenue, and the flats of flat block 18A being just near. My heart was going clop, clop, clop with a like excitement.
What you want here then?
I live here. I've got no key though. I'm waiting, you know, for me dad. Or me mum. Or both. Coming home from work, you know?
Yeah. Seen you before somewhere. Wait. That you? Got cured of your criminality, it says here. Believe that when I see it. Well, 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 well. Got a famous criminal living here, have we? We've only just moved in here, but we know our rights. One wrong move out to you, and I'll be ready with that dustbin lid there. Got it?
Hello, Mum.
What? Oh, no, you've escaped. Oh, Joe, he's jumped over the wall. Get away. You're not supposed to be here. We've had enough trouble. Go on. Off.
They've let me out, Mum, this afternoon. It was in the papers, didn't you see?
Oh, your dad doesn't like me to see the paper. Too much sex and rubbish, he says. So, they've let you out. What are you going to do now?
Come on, Mum. First, I mean, that's where I live. Sort of. Who's this then?
Joe, the lodger. He's got your room. We didn't think we'd be having you home for another 8 years or so.
Well, he'd better get out and give me back then, hadn't he? The...
Disgusting. What, so this is him, eh? Heard all about you, boy. I know what you've done, breaking the hearts of your poor grieving parents. So you're back, eh? Back to make life a misery for them all over again, is that it? All over my dead corpse you will be. Because they have let me be more like a son to them than a lodger. Oh. So get cleared off and leave us in peace like what she deserves after all she's gone through. You filthy young swine.
Shut your dirty fat hole, you. I'll give you 5 minutes to get out of my...
Hey, look, Dad. What have we got here?
Oh. Oh, it's you. I sort of expected this. It was in this morning's papers. Cured, are you? You look a bit off-colour to me.
thrown out of jail this afternoon, and not allowed into my own home this evening, is that it? Because of this bullshit, grasny... And what? My dear, P and M, do you like propose to you for your only begotten pain in the...
Hey, what's that language, boy?
Oh, we can't very well just kick Joe out, can we? I mean, we came to an arrangement, didn't we, Joe?
Aye.
I mean, well, you see my meaning, don't you, son?
You see, it's you two that I've got to think of, you know, who's been like a father and mother that I haven't got. Would it be right or fair to go off and leave you to the tender mercies of this young monster, who's been like no real son at all? Oh, aye, he's weeping now. But that's his craft and artfulness. Let him go off. Let him learn the error of his ways, and that a bad boy like he's been doesn't deserve such a good mum and dad as what he's had.
All right. All right, I know how things are now. I've suffered, and everybody wants me to go on suffering. Real horror show. But thank you all very much.
You've made others suffer. It's only right you should suffer as well. Come on in. I'm dying for a cup of tea.
I'll make my own way. You won't ever vidy me, never no more. Let it lie heavy on your consciences. And as for you, you grasny, sanctimonious, bratchy out.
Oh, come on, get in. Get away from him. What he's got might be catching.
It's Ian down the street, in an aimless sort of way. It was cold, too. All I felt I wanted was to be away from all this. I was wanting to cry. A feeling like death was the only answer. And that'd be the end of your humble and suffering narrator. No more trouble to anybody anymore. And I thought how sorry everyone was going to be. P and M and that Callie, Vonnie Joe, who was a like usurper. And also Dr. Brodsky and Dr. Brannan and that inferior interior minister. But I felt very sick as I thought of myself going swish at myself and all my red, red crovy flowing. Blimey, it's the police.
Well, well, well. Heard all about it. Thought you might be hanging around here.
Dim? Oh, I don't believe it. Are those the new night platties? Oh, that's like a Ros uniform. Pete, Georgie?
Is. Not like. Is. Things have changed a bit, old druggie. Good pay now with the Millicents.
Previous experience as a villain's a recommendation. Ex-villains to catch real villains. Like Malodoy Malchicks hanging round premises with intent to do like a felony.
You're joking, aren't you, Georgie? Well, it's like a bazoomy big shoot, isn't it, Dim?
Don't call me Dim like no more, little droogie. Officer call me. Constable call me. So, little Alex is like cured. He was read out to us in station this morning by the super. He said it was a very good way.
Read out to you, eh? Still too dim to read for yourself, oh man, brother?
No. Not to speak like that, little droogie. Not no more.
Go on, do something.
I can't. Oh, you're vidy, I can't. There was never any, like, trust. I was always on me oddy knocky, you grassy bleeding bratches.
Everything works out. Funny, the way it does.
Yeah.
You were very, very naughty, Alex boy. Grassing, loud and clear about your old droops.
Oh, that was 2 years back. I had to. It's a court of law, the Pravda, the old Pravda and the Chavo Butley. Besides, it's all over now.
Oh, not all over, little Bray. Long memory, some has. The law had a long, long, long memory and a long, long like arm. And it's the arm of the law now that dulls out a bit of summary. Now!
I lay there, fagged and shagged. And then the rain started all icy. I cried for myself, boo hoo hoo. And then I sees this house nearby.
Yes, what is it?
Oh, please, please help. I've been beaten by the police and just left to die in the road up. Please, give me a drink of something and a sit by the fire, please, sir.
God help you, you poor victim.
Come in and let's have a look at you.
God. 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 Don't, sit down. Dear, 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 you... Somebody has beaten you up.
It's the police. The horrible, ghastly police.
All the same. Police and criminals. Terrorists, freedom fighters, hijackers and liberators. Violence is sown into our fabric. All the same. Take off those poor, torn clothes and put on this old dressing gown. And these slippers. F. Alexander is the name. Perhaps you have heard of it?
The name Alexander, I know, sir. It's like my own in you, sir.
What? What's that? It is you. Alex, number one guinea pig of government criminal reform scheme. Badness burnt out by Brodsky. Minister of Interior looks with confidence towards new crime-free era. It is you, poor victim. Providence bade me pick you up in your blood. The victim, but also a weapon.
Weapon? I don't quite pony that, sir.
Deprived of choice. A man who cannot choose ceases to be a man. This overbearing, evil government. To turn a young, decent boy into a piece of clockwork. They will do it to us all. Censorship is on its way. My writings are already suspect. Since the death of my poor wife, I have given my life to fighting the evil that is abroad. And this government tries to stamp out evil with a worse evil. The book I wrote, itself a double victim. The manuscript torn up by the wretched villains who then tore up my wife, and the published book banned.
Oh, God. What was the book called, sir?
It is still called A Clockwork Orange. Man is a fruit. Creature of juice and colour and perfume. They would tear out his pith and turn him into a robot. They will try to do it to us all. But you, poor victim, shall be a witness against them.
You said something about a wife, sir.
She died. She was brutally ravished and beaten. The shock was very great. She always had a weak heart. She did not survive a month.
She was all things to me. She was my body and brain. Her hair was sheaves of autumn. Her smile summer rain. She was all springs to me, the earth renewed every day. The leaves come green in April, though they fall in the fall and she will not return. Often in dreams I hear her, I'm standing near her. She shakes her head, the futility of anger, the sin of vengeance. How can these profit the dead? But if they were here, I'm living still. My living will would seek to break, to rend, to kill. Useless. In April, though
Hmm? Oh, of course, of course, of course. Today is Wednesday. I'd forgotten. I forget everything. My wife was mine. Memory. This is, I'd forgotten your name.
Alex.
Good God! How did you get him?
You know him? Oh, you mean you read? Yes! Yes. Opportune, I see that. Heavens, yes, I never thought!
So for once, our meeting has teeth!
Yes.
God, the mere presence of him sets my brain whirring like clockwork.
What a superb device he could be.
Yes, he could, for preference, look even iller and more zombie-ish than he does, but...
No doubt we can think of something.
Yes.
What goes on, Bratis? What dost thou in thy razadok for thy little droog have?
Eh? Eh? Well, that manner of voice pricks me. I heard it before. Once before.
Public meetings.
A ruined life is the approach.
We must inflame all hearts.
Yes. And what's in this vest for me, brothers? Tortured in jail? Thrown out by my own P&M? And a bolshy, brutalite lodger near killed by the Millicents? And even if I slushy, lovely music...
Yes?
I want to sick up.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, I read that interview with the defecting Dr. Branham.
Not conditioning, she said. Over-conditioned.
That's right.
There's only one vest I require, and that's to be normal and healthy, as I was in the starry days, having my malinky bit of 20 to 1 with real droogs, and not those grassy bratchneys who were like traitors. Can you do that? Can you restore me to what I was, is what I want to like know.
Well, the party will not be ungrateful, boy. A martyr to the cause of liberty. Yes,
you have your part to play in the overthrow of this damnable repressive government.
Yes, I'm not a thing, brother. I'm not one of your ordinary prostutniks and like criminals. I'm not ordinary and I'm not dim. Do you sluice it?
Dim. Dim. That was a name somewhere. Dim.
What's dim to do with it? What do you know about dim? Oh. Bog helpers.
I could almost believe. Such things are impossible, for by Christ, if he were, I'd tear him! I'd split him, by God!
It's all in the past. It was other people altogether.
We must help this poor victim. He must help us. Look to the future.
Look to the cause.
Let him sleep here. Come tomorrow, we start work in earnest. Come.
Yes, yes, we've things to discuss.
Oh, no. Oh, Bog in heaven, help me! Death! Death, one moment of pain, and then sleep forever and ever and ever! Goodbye, and may God forgive you for a ruined Tuesday!
No physiological problems, orthopedically a success. What concerns us, of course, is the possibility that the physical trauma may have undone Brodsky's conditioning.
You want that to happen? After all your own work with the Pavlovian Institute?
The cause of this boy's near death has been well and accurately publicized. He tried to kill himself to escape from the music of Beethoven.
I don't care much for Beethoven myself. Still... That was going too far. Sorry, Dr. Branham, how soon can you tell?
I think he's already capable of submitting to a few tests. Perhaps later today.
And the political angle?
What do you mean?
Whatever you do, you are caught up in the political angle. The government wanted one thing, now it wants another. But it is still the same government. And the same Minister of the Interior of Inferior.
There are some issues which are bigger than politics. Ah, here he is. Let him sleep. Tell me when he wakes up, nurse.
See the headlines, little 666-55321, as used to be. Boy victim of criminal reform scheme. Government as murderer. Out, out, out. Well, that means the government. Religion is above politics, or so I believed. But now I see how the two conjoin. It is all a matter of freedom of choice. We have the right to choose evil. Have we? Have we? Can I preach that from any pulpit? It's better if I go into retirement. I have received a very tempting offer from a distillery.
What gives, oh my little sister? Come thou and have a nice lay down with your Malinky Droog on this bed.
Doctor, doctor, he's awake!
This won't take long. I'm going to show you some pictures. While you're looking at one, say exactly what comes into your mind. All right?
Righty, righty, right.
This first one. It's a bird's nest, full of eggs.
Very, very nice. Real horror show.
And what would you like to do about it?
Smash them. Pick up the lot and, like, smash them against a wall or a cliff. And then video them all smash up. Real horror show.
This picture is of a peacock. You've seen them, haven't you? Look at its lovely tail spread out in a beautiful fan.
I would like to pull out like all those feathers in its tail and slushy it Creech Blue Murder for being so, like, boastful.
And this lovely young girl?
Give her the old in-out, real savage with lots of ultra-violence.
And this scene of looting and killing in East London?
I'd like to put the boot straight in everybody's litso and vidy the old red crovy flowing out.
Good, and this rather holy picture?
The old Nagoy Droog of the prison Charlie carrying his cross up an hill. I'd like to hammer in the old nails. Bang, bang, bang. Two for his rookers, one for his noggers, and one for looking a Gulliver.
I think that's enough. You seem to be cured.
Oh, cured? Cured? Me tied down to this bed and you say cured? Kiss my sherries, is what I gover eat like in reply.
Dr. Branham!
Already?
The minister of the inferior in poison. Well, well, well. What giveth thou, old droogie?
Speak more respectfully, boy, when addressing a minister of the crown.
Yarbles, bolshy great yarblockers to thee and thine.
All right, he speaks to me as a friend, don't you, son?
I'm everybody's friend, except to my enemies.
And who are your enemies? Tell us that, my boy.
All who do me wrong are my enemies.
Well, I and the government, of which I am a member, want you to regard us as friends. Yes, friends. We have put you right, yes? You are getting the best of treatment. We never wished you harm, but there are some who did and do. I think you know who those are. They wished to use you for base political ends. They would have been glad to see you dead for those ends, and then blame it on the government. I think you know who those men are. There is a man named F. Alexander, a writer of subversive literature, who has been howling for your blood. He's been mad with desire to stick a knife in you, but you're safe from him now. We had him put away.
He was supposed to be like a droog. Like a droog he was supposed to be.
He believed you'd done most bitter wrong to someone near his heart.
You mean that he was, like, told?
He had this idea. He was a menace, so we put him away.
Kind. Most kind of thou.
When you leave here, you will have no worries. We shall see to everything, because you are helping us.
Am I?
We always help our friends, don't we?
Miles, this way, please.
Good boy, good boy. Just sign here. And now I want to give you a present. Some music. What shall it be? Mozart, Benji Britt, Schoenberg, Karl Orff?
The ninth. The Glorious Ninth.
What do you see?
I can vidy myself. Very clear, running, and running on like very light and mysterious noggers. Carving the whole litzo of the creaturing world with my cutthroat Britler.
You're cured, all right.
Yeah? Cured, all right.
What's it going to be then, eh? What's it going to be then, eh? Tall chalking, drafting and kicks in the yard locker, stumps on the gull of a kicks in the yard locker, stumps on the gull of a grunting the shoes to the bratchified militant, bidding the crawly to the bratchified militant, bidding the crawly poured out of his rot, with tinsers and sheeners and starry babushkas, a cracking the kishkas, a cracking the kishkas, real or a show off. Give it them whether they want it or not.
There was me, your humble narrator, and my three droogs. That is Len, Rick, and Bully. The four of us in the height of fashion, peating the old Maloko with knives in it, making up our Azu docs, what to do with the evening. A flip, dark, chill winter bastard, though dry.
Well then, droogie, thou being the oldest and like the leader, what dost thou have in mind for this Culloden winter notchy like have?
Look, droogies, tonight I am somehow just not in like the mood. I know not why or how it is, but there it is. You three go your own ways this nightwise, leaving me out, out and out, on me oddy knocky. Tomorrow we shall meet, same place, same time, me hoping to be like a lot better, right? Righty right?
Oh, too tough a day, is that it? In the old music archives? Gloopy sort of a naz.
The Polly's horror show.
Yeah, pretty Polly grows on trees, old droogie. Only a Bazoomy shoot does rabbiting for it. Horror show, right. If you won't hit it with us, right, sorry I am.
You're not sorry, bully boy. I vidy the old look in your glassy. Power, power and power. Well, take it. Heil, Tavarich. Itty off and about and the very best of.
Sorry I'm late. We were a bit rushed at the shop.
No need for sorrow. Glad to see you, Marty. Very glad. Sit. What will it be? The old Maloko?
You do talk funny sometimes. You mean milk.
Vaccine secretion. Cow juice. Did you think on what I said?
We're both too young. Me 17, you 18.
Not too molodoy. Sorry. At least think. I mean, it's you and me together, right?
Right, if you like.
We're not so young though, me. Not as young as I was. Old Wolfgang Amadeus had done a lot at my age. Felix M too. And Benji Britt. I'm not so young. Old enough to know that being young is like being an animal. No, it's more like being one of those malinky toys you vidy being sold in the street, made out of tin with a spring inside and an handle. And you wind it up, and off it is in a straight line. It bangs straight into things, bang, bang, and doesn't pony what it's doing. That's being young. And the ultraviolence and the filling and the crusting, that's being young too. I'm growing up. I look to the future and a son of my own who'll make the same mistakes as I did, but just because he'll be young.
You still talk funny and you're jumping ahead a bit, aren't you?
Life's not very long. Think about it.
I'll think.
I was doing this job in the State Music Archives today, and I was cataloguing the 10 new recordings of the 9th, and words kept ittying through me Gulliver.
There you go again.
You want to sluice, eh? Here, that is.
Being young's a sort of sickness, measles, mumps or chicken pox. Gather all your toys together, lock them in an iron box. That means tall chocks, crastin' and drastin', all of the things that suit a boy. When you build instead of bustin', you can start your road to joy.
That's how it's going to be, brothers, as we come to the end of this light tale. You have been everywhere with your little droog Alex, suffering with him, and you have vidded some of the most grasly brachnies old Bog ever made, all onto your old droog Alex. And all it was that I was young. I am not young, not no longer, no. Alex, like, groweth up? Yes. Tomorrow is all like sweet flowers and the turning bonny earth like a juicy orange in the gigantic ruckers of bog. And there's the stars and the old Luna up there and your old droog Alex growing up. A terrible grasny bonny world really, brothers and sisters. And so farewell from your little droog and to all others in this story, except one, and you've just met her. Profound shoons of lip music. And they can kiss my sharries. But you, my brothers, remember sometimes how little Alex that was. Amen. And all that cow.
In A Clockwork Orange by Anthony Burgess, Alex was played by Samuel Edward Cook, F. Alexander and the Governor by Ian Bartholomew, and Deltoid and the Minister by Sevan Stefan. Dr. Branham was Sue Jenkins, the Chaplain and Joe, Jonathan Keeble, and Dr. Brodsky, Paul Barnhill. Dim and the Warder were played by Edward Lee, Pete and Rick by Wesley Charles, Georgie and Joe John by Robbie Fallon, and the Nurse and Marty by Ibina Bojack. The songs were composed by Anthony Burgess with orchestration by Ian Farrington. The music was performed by the BBC Philharmonic and conducted by Gergay Madaros. The music director was Ian Farrington. And the executive producer was Susan Roberts. The producer and director was Gary Brown. Now, droogs, in half an hour's time at 11 o'clock, Aileen Manahan-Thomas presents Early Music Late, which stars the Belgian ensemble Scherzi Musicali, directed by Nicholas Achten, who will sing and accompany the ensemble while playing the lute, harp and harpsichord, although not all at the same time. Before that, we're staying with the BBC Philharmonic to hear the finale of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9.
Thank you.
Oh!
The finale from Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, performed by the BBC Philharmonic. Now, in a few minutes' time, Aileen Manahan-Thomas presents Early Music Late, which stars the Belgian ensemble Scherzi Musicali. Then after that, at midnight, we'll hear Malcolm Arnold's Symphony No. 2. So ahead of that, a shorter piece from Arnold, from the Bells of St. Trinian's, also played by the BBC Philharmonic. This is the Comedy Suite. Malcolm Arnold's comedy suite from the Bells of St Trinian's, performed by the BBC Philharmonic. And there's more Malcolm Arnold at midnight.
Half an hour of uninterrupted music to ease you into the evening. InTune's specially curated playlist. Imaginative, eclectic, including, well, some unexpected treats. And, of course, some firm favourites. The InTune mixtape, weeknights at 7, and then available on the BBC Radio 3 website.
Yes, this is BBC Radio 3. Good evening, I'm Chris Berrow. And now it's 11 o'clock, so here's Aileen Manahan-Thomas.
Tonight's Early Music Late has a treat in store for you. A complete performance of Antonio Bertali's little-known and recently uncovered oratorio, La Maddalena. It comes from this year's Regensburg Tagalter Musik Festival, and the performers are Scherzi Musicali under the direction of Nicholas Achten. La Maddalena, Mary Magdalene, is the theme of the concert, and the ensemble explores various depictions of her as both saint and mortal, sacred and profane, through the music of many Renaissance Italian composers. The programme's first piece is a prologue to a sacred play, La Maddalena, by Giovanni Battista Andreini, a work which was part of a collaboration between various Venetian composers. Here first is Monteverdi's introduction, Sulle penne dei venti, on the breath of the winds.